This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, I think we've now got you back. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Can you hear me?
Oh, loud and clear. So before we even start talking about some of the other issues, we were saying, I want to hold on to curfew. I want to hold on to social distancing. Joan wants to hold on to masks because it saves her own Botox. Anything you want to hold on to?
One thing which I would hold on to is during the lockdown period last year, I had the absolute privilege of being the parent, in quotes, to homeschool two of my grandchildren, one age five and one age seven. Having that special time, just the child and me for a full day at a time, it was an absolute blessing, and that's a memory and it, which I absolutely treasured and still treasure now. So that's what I hold on.
That is incredible. And actually now you make me feel guilty because my things were so shallow. Yours was deep. All right. Let's talk about some of the issues. And the particular one that I wanted to chat to you about is that Michael Knife's father-in-law is accused of sexual assault of minors. And just for anyone who doesn't know Michael Knife, she's been accused of multiple accounts of sexual assault, been extradited back to Australia and is standing trial.
Exactly right. And she has pleaded not guilty to approximately 60 charges of child sexual abuse perpetrated against three of her students, three sisters, in fact, who are from Melbourne. And this was at the Adas School, which is an ultra-Orthodox school in Melbourne. And as you just said, she was extradited back to Australia late last year after a decade or so in Israel of legal attempts to bring her back. And she's now due to face trial early this year here in Australia. In the meantime, late last week, her father-in-law, Rabbi Baruch Leifer, who is apparently an influential, highly regarded rabbi leading a small Hasidic sect in Israel, has been arrested over historical sexual assault allegations, which he denies. And the allegations are that many years ago, he sexually assaulted a number of times a young girl when she was 12 years old, while a man alleges that he assaulted him when he was 18 years old. And so he denies both allegations, and his matter is currently before the Jerusalem Magistrates Court, obviously unconnected to the case against his daughter-in-law.
So this is this has got nothing to do with this case. This is happening in Jerusalem.
This is happening in Israel, nothing to do with the case of Malka Leifer, which allegations relate to her period as principal of an ultra-Orthodox school, Adas, here in Melbourne, Australia. So one, nothing to do with the other, just both members of the same family, or through marriage, that is.
Absolutely astonishing, and not in a good way at all. It is a 6:56, dropping the hyphen from anti-Semitism. This one has had me perplexed for years. So what is the story here? Has it been resolved?
So, and the answer is, and is that it has been resolved by organizations such as the world-regarded U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, and Associated Press, amongst others. And the issue is, and I have to say, a lifetime ago, I was the editor of the Australian Jewish News here in Sydney, and then we took the decision to drop the hyphen from anti-Semitism for the reason that if there's a hyphen, it means hatred of Semites, which would include people beyond the Jewish community. It would include Semitic languages and Semitic people and cultures. And whereas, as we all know, all too sadly, anti-Semitism is hatred of one group and one group only, and that is Jews. And therefore, for that reason, there should be no hyphen, and it's just anti-Semitism, one word. It's not hatred of Semites, which would include others. It's hatred of Jews. And therefore, for that logical reason, there should be no hyphen in anti-Semitism. And so why we're talking about it now is that the New South Wales Parliament has officially adopted that when the issue is discussed in the Parliament and it's recorded in the Hansard, in the record of the Parliament, there will be no hyphen in the Hansard, in the New South Wales Parliament records when the anti-Semitism is discussed. So it's an important decision taking place that has taken place here in the Parliament here in Sydney, New South Wales.
Very, very interesting and a very relevant conversation, especially at the moment. Finally, the fallout continues from BDS boycott of Sydney Festival. This horror continues.
It does. So just very briefly there, as we discussed the last couple of weeks, is that the Sydney Festival, a month-long cultural festival, arts, music, dance, performance, etc., one of the highlights, and I use that word advisedly, was a performance by the Sydney Dance Company with the choreography by one of Israel's and the world's top dance choreographers, Manand Ohad Nahadrin. I mean, I obviously wasn't aware of that name before. And BDS, the Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions Movement here in Sydney, took a decision to boycott the Sydney Festival because the festival went to the Israeli embassy and asked for a donation of $20,000, which the Israeli embassy agreed to do, and that $20,000 to help pay for this performance of the Sydney Dance Company choreographer Israeli. And approximately, the last time I saw a number, 50 or so, 50 acts have withdrawn from the Sydney Festival in protest against the fact that there was an Israeli connection. And the issue has absolutely escalated to the front pages of the mainstream media. And as recently as yesterday, yet this is a month now, a month worth of opinion pieces and columns and people tweeting on all sides of the debate. So it really has attracted undue attention, unfortunately, because the sad, you know, fallout of all of the above is that in 12 months' time, when some festival somewhere in this country thinks, wouldn't it be a good idea to have some Israeli act, particular act, and then people will think, oh, my God, look at the headache which the Sydney Festival brought on itself by doing that. So that's the sad outcome of all of this.
Very, very sad. Vic Aladev, thank you. As always, it has just gone 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM. Good morning.